Hello, welcome to PHPBB Weekly, episode number 101 for Saturday, March 21st, 2009. PHPBB Weekly is the weekly live podcast where we talk all about the PHPBB bulletin board software at PHPBB.com. And it's our first post-100 episode. Get used to saying 10 stuff, whatever number. Whatever. I'm still, you know, getting over the semi-excitement of last week. And apparently everyone else is, too, because there's no one in the chat room right now to listen to us. So we can do whatever we want at this point. But we'll save that for next week. From San Francisco, California, I'm your co-host, Douglas Bell.
And I'm Michael Cottingham.
From some unknown lab somewhere. Maybe.
That's right. Deep underground.
It probably is very necessary. And I just misplaced my show notes. There they are. All right. And so, PHPBB Weekly is a weekly live podcast every Saturday at noon Eastern Time, 1600 UTC. And if you're not live right now but listening to us after the fact, you are more than welcome to join us live. You can call in. The number is 724-444-7444. The call ID number is 12418, or you can join us in our chat room, normally a bit livelier than it is now, at talkshoe.com. Or you can also go check out our IRC channel, phpbb-weekly at freenode.net, or stream the show live on our website, phpbbweekly.net. And our sponsor is GoToMeeting. If you have to travel for business but are constantly feeling the wrath of flight delays and other problems, well, there's an easier and more affordable way. GoToMeeting, the award-winning service that lets you hold meetings over the internet with people in multiple locations. Just log on to GoToMeeting.com and start meetings with a click, and instantly everyone sees your computer desktop on their computer screen. It's much less expensive and less time-consuming than meeting in person. Try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. Just visit GoToMeeting.com/techpodcast so you can start doing more and traveling less. And speaking of traveling, yesterday was the first day of spring, so maybe that's where everybody is. They're frolicking in the flowers, or they're tiptoeing through the tulips, or something like that. How you been doing this past week, Michael?
Staying really busy with school, ready for school to be over for the semester.
Yeah, it's probably what I'm feeling with right now. There's still this yet to be any significant news from the PHPB teams recently. They've been very quiet. Very little's been going on since after the outage they had about a month and a half ago. So I can only hope that they're planning some big April surprise or something like that coming up. I really don't know. But
can you start a rumor or something?
How many rumors have I started on the show? None, because David always dispels my rumors before I can start them. But he's not here now.
There you go.
What rumor did you have?
3.2 tomorrow.
Sure. I think that's a rumor that anybody could dispel right away. although this past week on the blog, Batty from the mod team did a post on how many forums should I create, which is an interesting topic to, you know, go over. And he wrote the first post on the blog last July, which is sort of similar, the role of the administrator when opening a forum. But we could dwell on the I think it's a question that a lot of boards have to look at. You know, how many forums is too many forums to have?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I haven't looked a whole lot lately, but I've seen sites that have 20, 30, 40 or more forums, and they're either all empty or mostly empty, and I'm guessing the administrator has probably pretty much given up on the site too, because there's nobody there. And that's not how you start a site. You don't create that many forums.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I mean, there's different roadmaps for going about it, but you know, the Vaddy on his blog post recommends a suggestion that four different forums is a good starting point. But it does depend on on what your topic of interest is, and you know how many different ways people can go. But you got to recognize that when you're just starting out, you're just having a couple of users on there, and having a whole bunch of forums that are going to say no posts in here is going to look kind of awkward.
One thing you can do if you want, if you have the organization in mind, you can create, you know, your 5, 10, 15 forums, just hide them until you're ready to open them.
Yeah.
When you get more users.
Mm-hmm. Or have a roadmap handy. I mean, I know David on his Star Trek guide, he has, I don't know how many forums.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's fine because he has an active site.
Exactly. Pretty much all the forums have at least like a dozen topics. Those are really the recent ones. You started out when you're doing, you know, PHPBB3 info. This probably starts with, I haven't been there since the beginning. But, you know, you expand into the differences between PHPBB3 coding assistance and PHPBB3 customizations and PHPBB3 styling assistance. There probably weren't separate forums from the beginning. There probably was just one PHPBB3 assistance forum.
Yeah.
Likely. So, have you been part of forums, sites other than phpbb.com, Michael?
Yeah. I used to visit other sites like Forum University. And several others that I just don't have time anymore to keep up with.
Welcome to my world. Have you ever been like an administrator of some?
I have. Yeah. It's been interesting. Oh my, that's a blast from the past. I just looked at Forum University, and I see that they still have an interview that I did back in 2005 on the front page.
Wow, on the front page? Boy, they've not been very active recently.
No, I don't think they have.
How much of the stuff in that interview is no longer accurate, I wonder?
Quite a bit.
Yeah, you're not on the teams anymore. You're not doing this, not doing that. So I mean, there's not a lot to say about this, but, you know, this is a very key tip for a lot of administrators that really start out. Fledgling sites, you know, there'll be people who will, you know, just... there have been things they do for general discussion, every topic under the sun. Or like a Mac site. Okay, here is one for every different model Mac or iPod or thing ever created, a different forum for every single one. Why? How come? Why can't you just have one for Mac or iPod or something like that? And it's hard. Then it becomes like a Rorschach test for users. It's like, okay, in order for me to go post, because I want to follow the rules, which forum do I have to go into? What am I specifically looking for? And then for moderators, do they have to, you know, move them to the right place? You know.
I mean,
a good counter argument is that if you want to separate forums later, that then the moderators have to go back and, you know, move topics around as necessary. There's two things about that. One is it's easier than having to move them around from users that don't know where to go. And the second thing is most older topics people don't pay attention to anyway, so you probably not much of a worry ward there.
Yeah.
Move the important ones. Did you have anything you want to add?
I was just thinking that some site administrators want to create forums automatically, or create them in such a detailed way that, say they own a minor league baseball team or something like that, and they create a forum for each person or something weird like that. I'm sure you've seen them in the support forums before, where people want to create minuscule forums for every little thing, and it just does not work that way. Or, you have to be a little more.
Or for now that we're now at PHP 3, they could also do subforums like 10 levels deep.
Yeah, yeah, and it doesn't work that way. Mm-hmm. It's just too much for users to take in, too much for you to administer, and people are not going to want to visit and participate. So it just is not going to do you any good.
Mm-hmm. It's almost similar to when you're looking at, for a blog as an example, if you're putting together categories for a blog, you don't want to try to predict every single category that your blog could cover in the future, especially with most of them are going to be empty right off the bat. It's probably a much better idea. You know, if you create a new post on a blog that ventures into a new category, then you could create one. But so mm-hmm. similarly, really the forum structure of your board needs to be fluid, not static, and you got to just go with the flow as it were. Pay attention, and if there's a need for another forum, then that's a good time to start creating one.
Mm-hmm.
And that's our advice for the day. Yeah. for sub-forums, no, don't go 10 levels deep. There was a suggestion that if you're sort of wanting to test the idea of putting together another forum, you could create a sub-forum. And then if it's successful, you can move it over to the index. That's kind of an interesting idea, one I hadn't thought of before.
Mm-hmm.
So. Great. The other topic I was going to bring up for lack of real stuff to talk about, Michael, you've made quite a bit of a stir in many instances about how you figured out how to get married to Birdie Bear. Is that right?
Yeah. I'm no longer married to Birdie Bear. So.
You're no longer married? Did you divorce?
Birdie divorced me.
What?
Yeah, back in February, I think.
Why?
Late June, early February, something like that. I don't know. I just got a message that...
Late June or early February. That's a big difference.
January.
That's better. Why?
I don't know. I just got a message one day that Birdie was no longer married, and I looked at my profile, and sure enough, I was no longer married to Birdie. I didn't get a goodbye or anything. I'm kind of hurt.
Was the marriage annulled, or how did this happen?
I don't know. I never got any papers or anything.
Well, did you have a marriage certificate?
No.
You know what? So there never was a marriage. You were just playing house. That's all it was.
I don't know what to do.
You mean like married to Birdie Bear on Facebook, you mean?
Yes.
Who's Birdie Bear on Facebook?
Don't know.
I wonder if David has something to do with that, but probably not. You know, it takes to actually be of a marriage agreement. That'd be kind of awkward. However, I know that the new 3.0 Birdie, there was like a banner on the PHPB.com homepage. I don't know if this is recent or not, that it was apparently now shipping or something like this. Or has it been around for a while, and I've just been missing out.
It's been around for a while, but it was more of a pre-order basis, I think. So I don't know what's changed. I haven't seen that yet, actually.
Well, I saw it on the homepage, the advertisement banner at one point. You know, this is strange. The previous two Birdies, the first one, you know, which was the white sweatshirt, and then the second one, the conquering Olympus red hoodie Birdie, they really were sort of very limited time type of thing, and only, you know, at that point, John Stanley was managing with them and did all the work there and had those going very limited, only like 200. Whereas this version 3.0, the one that I call it the Elvis Birdie, because I think the jacket makes him look like Elvis. It's been on the site for now ever since 3.0 came out 15 months ago. So is there like an unlimited supply of these birdies, or what's the deal?
I think they have a larger supply than before, but it's not something that they're going to keep making, as far as I know. Because it's been suggested in the past that it's still limited edition and various posts on the board. But I think they had more made than before because they were such a popular item.
Ah. And have you gotten – how many birdies do you have at this point?
Three. One of each. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I remember I had mine, but I gave it away as part of a contest last May. Which is okay, because I don't know if mine was just disjointed from the collective or something like that, but he wasn't doing anything. I was like, I think I got a defective birdie here. There's such a thing as a defective teddy bear. You've got the Birdie Bear for President Facebook group going on.
Yes.
How are you going to get Birdie to beat out Barack Obama in 2012?
Not a clue.
Or are you just planning to organize the Birdie Army to invade Washington, D.C.?
Shh. I can't tell.
Oh, dude, this podcast is doomed. Well, I know that the group has been a little bit dormant ever since our Bernie Mons election last November, but I know it's still going. You have 32 people supporting you, which is a significant mandate, I guess. There's only 300 million people in the United States. What would Bernie change if he was elected to be president of the United States?
Probably, I don't know. Probably fix some of this mess with people giving themselves raises and then doing underhanded things with the financial stuff. Kind of like the Wall Street guy did.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And what do you do by sending in Birdiezilla to take the money back?
Yep.
Does Birdiezilla even have American citizenship?
I can't confirm or deny that.
But why would you start a Birdie Bear for President Facebook group?
Because I didn't like either candidate.
last year?
Yeah.
When did you start it? I only found out around last November when David was linking me to this and mentioning it on the show. But when you started this back,
Let's see. Facebook doesn't give me information on when it started. It does.
You don't even remember?
I want to say sometime September, October.
Must have been, 'cause I know the first wall post was back in September 16th.
Yeah.
So might have been it. You got and then there's Birdie Bear wrote on the wall saying, "Thank you, slaves."
Yep.
I'd love to know what that's supposed to mean. Birdie Bear is on Facebook. He has seven mutual friends. Actually, he looks like he's got longer legs in his Facebook picture.
Yeah, that's something else in his picture.
Okay, what is this going on here?
You don't want to know.
Oh dear, I think I see. Let's not mention this is a PG podcast.
Yeah.
So, do you have any? Is it just going to be a Facebook group thing? Have you considered putting together a campaign website? Or something like that, or...
I haven't really thought about it. I just decided to start the group and see how the group went and go from there. Unfortunately, it hasn't been too much activity in it, but we'll see.
Is there a particular party that Birdie would run in if he's trying to get into the primary for 2012?
The Birdie Party.
That's great. A separate party?
Yes, yeah.
And last question on this would be, in the picture, you've got the whole birdie army showing up in there. Which one of those is the birdie bear that's going to run for president? Where do you get that, a picture of all those birdies in one place?
I think I got it from John. Or rather, I stole it from John.
So, which one of those is the birdie we're looking for?
All of them.
Really?
Or none of them. I don't know.
So all of them are going to run, and then essentially one of them, they'll Rochambeau figure out which one of them is going to be president, and the rest will take the other positions.
There you go.
Boy, we need more stuff to talk about on this show, don't we?
Well, I know that Yuri has married Birdie now.
Oh, it's turning into a rotating type of thing.
I guess.
A little bit interesting, the way that's working out. you know, I think Birdie is becoming both the salvation and the downfall of PHPPP. So, anyway, the only last thing I was going to mention, I think we'll just make it a short show today. It's now been about 4 months since 4.5 months since we, on this podcast, the listeners of this podcast, elected Alberti Einstein as president of Birdie Mons, and he's actually not been very, very active. Within days of his election, he had made a couple of executive orders and proclamations. He selected 7 of 9 to be the new vice president. He also promoted Howie of Life to be chief of staff. Me, the person who was responsible for helping get him elected, or just getting somebody elected, got nothing. And he picked a couple of national holidays, but and then started some controversy over whether or not he was going to make Birdie Mons a Christian planet or not, through the inclusion of Christmas. As a holiday. And it's interesting. All the holidays are the second half of the year, so there's nothing to celebrate during the first half of the year. He got One Invasion Day, July 20th. He had to name a day for himself, Alberti Einstein Day on November 8th, PHPBB3 Gold Day on December 13th, Birdie Day the very next day on December 14th on the celebrating the availability of the 3.0 Birdie, and then of course Christmas. And that's all he's done. Is he a lame duck or a lame bear?
It might be.
And with the financial crisis that's been affecting Earth right now, it's starting to show some effects on Birdie Mons as well. What does he really need to do to help solve the financial collapse that's probably imminent on the Birdie Mons? And sales of whatever the heck Birdie Mons exports, let's say Martian dust, sales of Martian dust are going down big time. And it's collapsing the economy.
Uh-oh. I guess he needs to get back to brainwashing, doesn't he?
Oh, dear. I didn't know he knew how to do that. Did he say he was going to do that? Know how to do that?
Well, why do you think we're talking about him so much?
I would love to know. It's so out of the touch I've been. Yes. Anyway, let's say we don't have much else to talk about this week. We would like the teams to give us some stuff to talk about, and we're going to bring up. I'm going to get in touch with people. We're going to wait to hear some people for possible guests on the show, which should be a little more on topic than this week is. But Michael, thanks for playing along as we just did an all about Birdie. Birdie is apparently now shipping, and until further notice, you can get one for yourself, apparently. Is that the only thing that the teams are going to be doing? I know back during the PHP BBQ days, they had some, you know, other stuff on Cafe Press and all that, but they don't seem to have caught up on that.
Yeah, I think they've pretty much given up on their Cafe Press, which is kind of sad. I used to have a t-shirt and a hat from them.
Of course, technically anyone could take the download the logo, upload it, and create their own shirt through Cafe Press if they really want to. Just the teams won't get anything from it. So,
yep.
And quite frankly, I think for Birdie, they also priced it at a break-even level as well. So I don't think they're making very much of anything off of Birdie either.
No.
So if you want to support the teams, the best way to do it is to buy advertising. Which I would if I had money. But this is a low-budget podcast. Actually, this is a no-budget podcast. Thank you very much. And on that note, we are going to, I guess we'll move on, make it a very short show this week, mod and style of the week. I will mention the, Top Down's angry at us slamming the president for not doing anything. Since Paul, he's been on vacation this whole time. There's been nothing going on at Birdie Mods, and it's his fault. We will maybe start. We also need to get Scoff News going again. I'm disappointed that Scoff News has been out of the loop recently, but I guess they're probably not going to be back on for doing more coverage of anything at Birdie Mods for the next 2 or 3 months or so. So ever since their infamous coverage of the snow, the driveway snow of Spokane, Washington, back last December. Our poll question of the week last week, which I didn't actually get put together until this morning, so it's going to continue through next week, is what's the best April Fool's prank to pull on your users? And there's a couple of current suggestions there that I put up that I'm going to find. Give them access to a fake version of the admin control panel. That's what David did 2 years ago. Make them think they've been banned. This is what the phpp.com folks do anytime someone angers them for some silly reason. This is awful. Announce that your community has been purchased by Microsoft or some other arch enemy. Or change the language on your entire board to something strange and obscure. Or there's an other option there. So if you have your own great idea of an April Fool prank to pull on your users, you can write that in the other box and share your opinion on that. And we're going to look at these poll results on next week's show, which is right before April Fool's Day, April 1st, and we'll see what some of the best suggestions are for us to pull April Fool's pranks on their users. And for the mod and style of the week, Michael, you actually picked the mod and style of the week. Would you like to talk about them?
All right. So the first is the mod of the week. There we go. So anti-double post.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Talk down in the chat room had a great idea. Switch to vBulletin for a day. Please write that in the poll and in the other section. I wish I had thought of that. All right, you were saying?
So this mod claims to be able to merge posts of people that have posted double posts. And so if you have problems with that, maybe something to work out on your board.
So essentially to And it says disable double posts. That just pretty much mean that if someone's the last person who's made a post, then they can't make another reply until someone else does in between.
Yeah, that's what it looks like to me.
Okay, that's pretty basic, but in terms of what the effect, but I know there's a. It's probably useful for a lot of boards that don't like double posters. The only thing that I think that would come in difficulty with is for people who have the need to bump topics. Like if they post a request for support and everyone overlooks it for a long time, they would lose the ability to bump the topic. So you might want to combine this perhaps with a bump mod that lets people control when and when they can and cannot bump a topic.
Yeah.
That's something to consider. Okay, and
the style of the week.
Yeah.
So the style of the week is called Green Vision.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like it's meant for spring, which is perfect because, as you mentioned, spring just came around the corner, and it's pretty nice, I think.
Mm. Yes, and it's a very green theme.
Yes, it is.
As it were. But Abulcosa Nostrum does great themes. We've mentioned him before on the show. I think not with this theme, but won the PHPBHacks.com Idol contest last summer. And it's with sort of like a green silhouette of a springtime with trees, a little gazebo out there, sort of some people walking, birds flying, kind of like, you know, like a park, like a national park, central park type of scene, so to speak.
Although it does look maybe Chinese or Japanese because...
Maybe.
Because there's this person out on the side with a sword.
That could be. And the... I love how, you know, on the Pro Silver, it has the... It says sort of the different forms in a blue frame. Well, this time it's green, but he's actually made it so it looks like grass growing off the top of it.
Yeah.
I just think that's just so cool how he did that. I'd love to know what
that is nice.
Tricky did for that there. Very, very clever. We love pointing out themes that really make it look like the style author's made a lot of work to really differentiate it and make it unique. And it's very clear that he's done so. Here. So, yep. And that is Green Vision, Abulcosa Nostra, and we'll have links to both on our show notes. Speaking of which, check out our website, phpbweekly.net, for show notes and links to everything we've talked about on this show. All of the birdie things and the blog post and all that. And you can also join the Birdie Bear for President Facebook group if you want to. You can also join our PHPBB Weekly Facebook group on there as well, which I rarely keep up to date. I should be a little more on top of that. Or our forum, go to StarTrekGuide.com, the PHPBB Weekly podcast forum for additional discussion of anything we talk about on the show, or often ask for questions for ideas for future episodes of the show. Probably something I should have done this week, but we'll get to that at the appropriate time. Next week, Saturday, March 28th, noon Eastern Time, 1600 UTC, will be episode number 102, our pre-April Fool's Day episode. And we started this last year. David and I did V Bulletin Weekly. I don't know what we're going to do next year. Next week. And I'm going to have to email Michael and we'll come up with an idea, but it might be a completely different type of April Fool's gag or something like that. No, we don't do it for the fool. We just do it to be silly.
Well, I forgot to tell you, and I might as well tell you now that I will not be here next week. I am going to a cyber defense competition.
Join me next week when I come up with something insanely goofy. Or not. Maybe we'll end up doing it the following week. We'll play around with that. Actually, I might just postpone because next week is kind of an insane weekend for me. So we might just postpone it until the Saturday the 4th. So anyway, keep an eye on our website and we'll keep you up to date on that. And of course, PHPBB Weekly is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Check out techpodcast.com for other great technology podcasts. And from us here, ending a very short, David would be so jealous, less than 40-minute episode of PHPBB Weekly. I'm Douglas Bell.
I'm Michael Cottingham.
And remember, a successful community begins with you. Tag.
You're it.
And watch out for the Birdie Army. Have a great week, everybody. See you later.